I'm Linda Rodriguez, a mystery writer from Kansas City. Today I'd like to talk about thrillers and mysteries. Thrillers and mysteries have long been seen as split along gender lines, and for the first 70 years or so of the 20th century, they actually were. But things have been changing. Thrillers were originally written by, for, and about men. The earliest thriller, The Riddle of the Sands by Erskine Childer, published in 1903, had not a single female character until his publisher forced Childer to add a minor woman. Until Ken Follett's bestseller, The Eye of the Needle, with its female protagonist in 1978, women were only occasional minor characters within thrillers, and the primary readers of thrillers, with their elements of idealized male protagonists braving physical danger and escalating threat that built to cathartic endings of explosive violence, were men. Mysteries, on the other hand, have always had women readers and writers. From Louisa May Alcott in the 1860s and her British counterparts, on into the Golden Age with Agatha Christie, Dorothy Sayers, and others down to the present moment. Follett suggests that the thriller arose at the beginning of the 20th century because the nature of war had changed. War was no longer the province of a professional military class. With conscription, the violence and danger of war threatened all men and boys. Women began to make headway into the thriller field during the time immediately following the Vietnam War, when the threat of conscription lessened. This time period also coincided with dwindling numbers of male readers of novels of any kind. The gender break from the very beginning, hard thriller, male-oriented and danger and violence-filled, and the pure Golden Age mystery, intellectually gender-neutral and character and puzzle-inclined, developed into subgenres that crossed these genre lines and mixed elements of each. The hard-boiled and later noir subgenre, combining the detection of the mystery with the danger and violence of the thriller, and the psychological suspense subgenre, combining the threat of danger and violence of the thriller with the character elements of the mystery. This continued throughout the last century, until, by the early 21st century, the range of mysteries and thrillers forms a spectrum that runs from pure violent thriller to cozy puzzle mystery, with all kinds of mixed genre stops along the way. The violence at the thriller extreme of the spectrum, however, has continued to ratchet up higher and higher. Women are now the majority of readers throughout the spectrum between these two extremes, and women write roughly half the books in crime fiction. A popular subgenre of the thriller is the serial killer book, where the killer is a man and the victim's women, as in real life. These books offer some of the most sickening violence in crime fiction, troubling feminists. Yet these authors have researched actual serial killings, and it would be difficult to outdo on the page what serial killers have done in real life. The actual gender split in the mystery thriller field has faded. The fact that women now buy and read the majority of books of all kinds plays a huge part in this. Is the cozy serial killer thriller just around the corner? Or is that a step too far?
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in my head.